Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you about Jason Shurka, a graduate of the Baruch College Business School, is a vice president of an international real estate firm, managing, acquiring, developing commercial properties in New York. But in his time, his spare time, he's a spiritual teacher who focuses on teaching others how to use their mind to clear all emotional and physical blockages in order to unlock their limitless potential. Here's Jason on Coast to Coast, author of Forming the Formless. Jason, interesting mix between the commercial real estate and what you're doing as a spiritual teacher.
Thank you very much, George, for having me on the show.
You're very, very welcome. How did this happen for you, this mixture?
Well, ever since a young age, I've been pretty fascinated by just the energetic and spirit world as a whole. It's something that's interested me. It's not always something that I've been into, but specifically over the past 2 years, certain events have unfolded which have taught me a lot, and that's part of the reason why we're sitting here today on this show.
Did you think while this was going on, oh boy, how am I getting into this? What is happening to me? Because a lot of people, Jason, when these experiences occur, don't understand it or they're scared of it. How about you?
Well, I can definitely say that I did not know what I was getting into when it started.
Right.
And I think that was a blessing in disguise, because if I did, I'm a very big advocate for disclosure happening in the right way. And if certain things are given too fast and too much information is given too fast, even if it's good information, it can backfire. And thankfully, I was given everything that I was given in what I would say is the perfect manner of being able to receive that and be ready along the way.
You have some pretty enlightened guides helping you, don't you?
Very, very much so.
Did you summon them, or did they just come to you?
So I want to make one thing clear. What we're talking about here is not something to do with channeling certain guides or
okay.
angels. We're talking about very physical people, human beings. Not all, but human beings that play very important roles in this world, both directly and behind the scenes.
Is this group called the TLS?
That's what is being revealed for the first time in their history of existence today. And before we get to them, I'd like to give just a little sort of introduction of how this came to me in the first place.
Sure, absolutely.
So about 2 years ago, I was approached by a man who represented himself to me as a stranger at the time. And we sparked up some interesting conversation. As you know already, I've been interested in supernatural, paranormal things to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And who I thought was a stranger knew that very well about me. So interesting conversations were sparked, and we spoke about unbelievable things having to do anywhere from the fundamental nature of the universe all the way to extraterrestrial life and high technology and many, many different things, the pyramids and so on. So as our relationship kind of grew stronger over the past 2 years, he gave me more and more information as I became more ready, which is what I just said about the whole disclosure process happening in quite a divine and perfect way. And eventually, I guess whenever the time was right, and it was absolutely perfect, he revealed his affiliation with a specific organization that has been kept a secret for thousands of years until this very moment. And that's why we're on this phone call. This is the first time in history of the organization, which has a very, very long history, that they have given permission to speak about them publicly.
So they're aware of this, and they basically have given you the okay to do this.
Yes, this would never happen without their okay.
How many members are there, Jason? And I assume it's worldwide?
It's a worldwide organization. Number one, the name of the organization is TLS. TLS stands for the Light System.
Okay.
It's a worldwide organization with a branch in every major city across the world. They're made of roughly 7,000 initiated agents around the world, some of which are very well-known people in the world today, whether it's in politics or government or the media or celebrities or producers and so on. It's more of a spiritual organization that does use physical means in order to reach certain goals, because we do live in a physical world. And they perform both physical and spiritual or energetic tasks in every subject, every plane, every dimension, and every geographical location in the universe. That means that they do not just work on our planet Earth.
Now, that's interesting.
So to further elaborate on how they're made, just to clarify, they have nothing to do with religion. They have nothing to do with race, gender, age. It's absolutely all religions, all genders, all ages, and all races. And this is where I ask at least the listeners at this point to keep an open mind of what I'm
going
to say next.
Absolutely.
When I say all ages, I'm also speaking of people that are very, very old that are a part of the organization,
mm-hmm.
to biblical extents of old, several hundreds of years old. And when I talk about every race, I'm not just referring to the human race.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there is other life upon us. We are not the only life in the universe. They are very a part of TLS, and they do play a big role in reaching the ultimate mission and goal, which I'll cover, of what TLS stands for and what their purpose is in the first place. But before I get to that, just a few more things regarding this organization, TLS, who I would call nothing less of a divine organization that performs divine work. Their technology that they possess is something that completely defies the laws of physics as we know them today. Things like the speed of light have no relevance to limitation in their realm. they are very much able to transcend beyond the matrix or dimensions of time and space, and they don't always operate within time and space, if that's something that's even comprehensible. Now, their ultimate purpose and the ultimate goal of TLS and their existence in the first place is to help guide and assist humanity in reaching a new level of awareness, a higher level of awareness, and a higher level of consciousness. And what I'd like to bring up at this point is something that we've all experienced in our lifetime, which most of you will probably be able to connect to. So regarding the whole Mayan calendar, remember, George, on December 21st?
We went crazy during that time period.
We went crazy. The world's going to end. What's going to happen? And lo and behold, December 22nd came, and we're still alive.
Yes, we are. And really, in terms of physical things, nothing really happened.
Exactly. However, something did happen. And the Mayans were not wrong. However, it wasn't the end of something, and it was not the end of the world. But on that day, there was a very big energetic shift that occurred on Earth and in the universe as a whole. And it was the beginning of a new age and a new era, an era that TLS refers to as the Age of Light, which we are currently in right now. The Age of Light, to put some identifications and associations to what it really is a time where we reach a new level of consciousness, where things like consciousness and mindfulness and meditation and yoga become more mainstream. If you paid attention, since that time, suddenly a lot more people are changing the way that they eat. Being a vegan is more of a mainstream thing.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a lot easier to get access to healthier food. And the world as a whole is changing in its collective vibration of understanding and awareness and consciousness as a whole.
But then we get curveballs like COVID and things like that.
Yes. However, now, first of all, I want to say one thing that I didn't say in the beginning of this. I am not a part of this organization. I am not affiliated as an initiated member of the organization of TLS.
How did they find you, Jason?
As I said earlier, I was approached 2 years ago by somebody who...
I mean, just but out of the blue?
Was it out of the blue? From my perspective, yes, but it was something that was planned. It was something that was planned.
They knew of you or something. They had to have.
Yes. From my understanding, this isn't something that... It's not that I did something in order to get, I would call that, honor of being approached by them. It was more so something that I just happened to be born with energetically. And truthfully, it's most things I don't understand in regards to this. And most things I don't know. What I can share is what has been given to me, which is what we'll be doing over this call.
Okay. And do they expect you to do certain things?
I have been in the past prepared for certain things. I've been told to do certain things and not to do certain things. For example, part of instructions that were given to me specifically, this doesn't mean that it's right for everybody, but for me specifically, is there's absolutely no smoking. There's absolutely no consumption of alcohol. There is eating a specific way, and specifically more so of a vegan diet, which is what I live by. And from what I'm understanding, there's some sort of preparation that has to do with purification of the body that will bring me to a point to be able to do something. What that something is, I don't know.
Do you feel more enlightened since all this has happened to you?
I could definitely say that I've been taught a lot over the past 2 years. A lot has been revealed to me. I've had a lot of firsthand experiences that have absolutely blown my mind. And at the end of the day, it's something that I have to deal with in the best way, because they are incredible experiences. Sometimes they do get overwhelming, but as I said earlier, they somehow know exactly what to reveal at the perfect time for a specific person or a collective of all of us as a whole, which is probably part of the reason why it's being revealed at this very moment.
Are there many people like you that have this mission to get the word out?
As of now, there is nobody else that has been given what I would call the honor of speaking of TLS and revealing them to the world right now. So I am the only person that has been sent on this mission, okay, if you want to call it.
And before we get into this mission, yeah, you said this is an organization that has been around almost since the beginning of time. Do we know how it started or who formed it?
That has not been disclosed to me.
Okay.
I don't have that as of yet. I hope to receive that information one day. But before we do move forward, I want to just elaborate on one important point that I think is important for everybody to hear. We are currently in the age of light. The next age, according to TLS, the new era and the new age that we're entering in the future, they refer to as the age of love. To give you an idea of what that looks like, the age of love is a time where intergalactic travel, levitation and flight with the body, telepathic communication is not supernatural, but very natural. It's a time where we can transcend the dimensions and limitations of time and space without walls, without borders, without wars, without disease, without toxins, without drugs. It's a world of love and harmony, a world of happiness, wealth, eternal abundance, equality. It's a world of unity, to put it best.
It sounds too good to be true, Jason. My gosh.
Now, this is where I think the most hopeful and important part of this information is. According to TLS, from the year that we're in right now, 2020, we are exactly 170 years away from the age of love. However, what I find to be the most amazing thing is that we have the ability to bring that age a lot sooner than 170 years from now. That means that we don't have to wait if we don't want to wait. That also means that no matter what dark forces exist on this earth and in this universe, and believe me, there are many, no matter who and what tries to come in the way of reaching that new age, or really that collective destiny of humanity and all life as a whole intergalactically, nothing can stop us from reaching that. And the latest we will reach it is in 170 years. However, if we do the right thing, and if we choose to wake up, and if we choose to raise our vibration on a large scale, we will reach the age of love a lot sooner. And when I say a lot sooner, I mean it's most definitely possible in this lifetime.
Could we make a mistake and slip and go backwards and never get there?
Absolutely not. It's our collective destiny.
Oh, perfect. Good.
To the knowledge that was given to me, there is no choice of being doomed, if you want to call it. We will reach there no matter what within 170 years. The question is, what's going to happen along the way? And the purpose of TLS and their existence in the first place is, once again, to guide and assist humanity and life as a whole in reaching this new age, the age of love, with as little damage on the way as possible from these dark forces that are operating.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.